Yeah, thanks, Matt. Livingston's certainly coming along well, and we're still very happy with how things are going. And people are pretty keen to understand, when we're going to get to full production, which was talked about in the planning stages, which is that two shifts, 1,050 head, and that's a ways away yet. What we've discovered so far is that the supply's been good, lining up the supply as we did last year, certainly been very beneficial for getting the plant up and running. And the other thing that's been really encouraging, I guess, is managing the cost of conversion, to how we get on top of the actual cost of operating the plant straight up, which has been good. We'd like to be doing more numbers, and we're not sort of talking about how many numbers we're doing publicly at the moment, but we're not at that the higher level that we talked about yet, but we're certainly getting along well.
Okay, so you're after cattle. I've got a bit of audio here from Jim Forskett, who runs Braford Cattle on his small little block near Katherine. He's not a big cattle producer, but he is really hopeful of being able to sell some cattle to AA Co. Let's have a little listen to him.
Let's hope that the AA company, with their abattoirs in Darwin, in a year or two, might just be able to say, listen, we can take your 30 head, little fellas. If they're as good as that, we can put them through our meatworks up here and we'll sell them to the local restaurants and that in Darwin. Wouldn't that be great to see in the future?
So that's Jim Forskett from Katherine. I guess first up, small cattle operators like him, do they have the option to sell to AA Co?
Look, they really do. And depending on numbers and what we're programming, we may be able to take some smaller numbers into the plant, but there's some logistics around how we manage that most efficiently. But one of the main reasons for us investing in Pell Airstrip and Tortilla was to allow us to respond to all of the requirements for the livestock sellers in the territory. So the ability for us to consolidate and then supply into the plant. So the whole purpose of having purchasing Pell last year was to set it up with the capability to consolidate any type of animal that we can then send on to the processing plant at Livingston, or we can send it on to Labelle, say, to put some more weight on it, or if an animal ultimately ends up being attached to another group of cattle to go live export. So it's a very integral part of the plant, but it's also something which we saw as being very important to respond to requests from people like Tim that mightn't necessarily have big numbers in one go, but we're set up to have the ability to consolidate those together.
So for small producers and for big producers, what is the purchase structure, as in how can pastoralists supply AA Co and get paid for it?
So we've set up a group now here in the north, so which Steve Pocock is managing. So Steve's based up here at Pell and spent a fair bit of his time at the plant in Virginia Blair. Is also part of that group in the sort of the coordination side of the livestock part of the business, and where we're heading and what we're using now is a over the hooks grid that also has a live animal purchase equivalent to it. So if somebody has a line of cattle that we can accept straight to the plant that are ready to go now, and we have space available, then we'll have a grid that those cattle will be paid on over the hooks. But for each grid that we publish, so, and it'll depend how often we update those depending on what's happening with the market supply and availability. We'll also have a live purchase equivalent, which will be a delivered price to Pell. So we've got a registered weighbridge. The weighbridge is completed. We're just getting it up and running now, and we'll be able to receive live cattle into Pell, which will pay an equitable type live weight to what the overall strip will be.
AA Co is already buying cattle, locking some cattle stations into contracts. We heard this week from Mike Harding from Gorrie Station. He's already signed a contract to sell cattle to AA Co, and he's over the moon, really. Let's have a listen to him.
For a few years now, it has been a bit hard to get rid of out-of-spec animals. So, obviously, with the opening of a meatworks and the top end here again, it's a great chance for us to move animals that like otherwise would have really been often left on the property here.
Yeah, it's Mike Harding from Gorrie Station. The meatworks making a difference to his business. What does that mean to you, Jason Strong, to hear that?
Oh, man, it's fantastic to hear that, isn't it? And, you know, to hear both those producers talking so positively about, you know, the market options that the plant provides and the difference it's going to make to their business. And what Mike says is exactly one of the reasons why we've invested as much money as we have in building a facility in the north, because we experience exactly the same thing. Those out-of-spec cattle that don't have a ready market, or the ready market they have is a long way away and has a significant expense attached to it, and that's exactly, you know, why we built the plant. So it's fantastic to hear, you know, other producers that recognise that and certainly are going to take advantage of that opportunity. And from our point of view, you know, wanting to make sure that they have a good experience, and that the opportunity we provide them encourages them to keep to the plant over time.
Couple of quick questions from some of our listeners. One question is, will we see Northern Territory beef from that abattoir being sold locally?
It's a good question. Depends how you want to buy it, you know. I think we can probably have burgers pretty quickly, but at the moment, our focus is largely export, but what we have actually done already is we've got the ability to vacuum package and chill product, as well as the bulk pack manufacturing product, which we export. And we do actually have some vacuum packaged chilled product, which we've been evaluating as far as, you know, how well it handles the process and how it looks. And so far, it's been really positive, but most of it's still cow meat. So most of it's still manufacturing meat.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing the results we've got already, particularly from that backpack chilled product, we're pretty encouraged about the opportunity for processing some steers or some younger cattle and looking at some domestic options in the north. But at the moment, our focus is still north. But it's certainly something that we're not ignoring.
If a Darwin restaurant comes up to you and says, we would love to put some Livingston beef on our menu, it could be possible.
It could be possible.
Okay,
it'd be difficult at the moment, but
yep,
it could be possible. And wouldn't that be a great, you know, turnaround for the north? You know, if we can go from, you know, no processing options to be able to have an example or, you know, the ability to actually buy an Northern Territory processed beef in Darwin. It'll be a great turnaround for the north.
And the last question here is, will AA Co take buffalo and even camels?
Buffalo is an easy one. Yes, we will. We're not taking any yet, but we certainly will. And it'll be sometime this year, I think, we'll be set up for buffalo. And largely that's actually how we've got to be able to segregate the different lines of meat and have some critical mass for packaging. From a processing point of view, you know, the capabilities are the same. Not camels. We won't be camels or donkeys or kangaroos. We'll be cattle and buffalo.
Well, hey, thanks again for sharing your time on the Country Hour today. And there's plenty of questions in the territory, and we really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt. It's been great. Look forward to a couple of good days at around the NTCA. And I'm sure for you it's been as much of a journey as it has for many of us. You've been covering the story for a while, so it's been good talking to you on the update.